It's an NRL round preview.
Here we go again.
Round 9, we're into it, MG. Round 8 was absolutely bruising. There were that many injuries left, right and centre, some season-ending ones and some ones that are fundamentally going to shift what certain spines and teams look like for this round 9. So let's rip in, mate. Rabbitohs Storm, it kicks off tomorrow night. Stadium Australia, the Rabbitohs at home. I said this to you before we started recording. Yeah. The Rabbitohs are $3.25 head-to-head.
Yeah, and no, I suppose with their injury toll, they deserve to be that. Look, Melbourne, that's good odds. That's good odds.
In a two-horse race for a premiership contender.
Yeah, you're right. Because when you look at the blokes, the players they've brought in, i.e. Steve Masters, who's played first grade a lot, Braden Burns, who hasn't played this year but played in final series, and young journeyman, Tane Milne.
Yeah.
So their forward pack stays intact with Jai Arrow and Totola swapping positions. Totola goes to front row. Jai Arrow goes back to lock to make up for Cam Murray. But apart from that, they look pretty strong. But Melbourne, on the other hand, well, they are just doing things that this year that I didn't think they were capable of, to be honest. I really didn't think so.
When will we stop being surprised by this Melbourne Storm outfit?
When they win the comp. That's the only time I'll be surprised. Because I don't think they can win the comp without Cameron Smith. And if they would do that and prove me wrong and prove everyone else wrong, well, this goat of coaches, Craig Bellamy, deserves to be the rush on Mount Rushmore.
This is going to rankle a lot of New South Welshmen and women right now. But Storm are arguably the GOAT sporting team in Australia.
Yeah.
At
this minute, it'd be Penrith.
It is. No, I'm talking of all. Their success rate is insane.
It's phenomenal. It's unbelievable. If you came from another country and sat down with a rugby league connoisseur and told them all about the story of Melbourne, how they weren't anything. In 1997, they weren't around. They got the offcuts of Perth, of Adelaide Rams, of Mariners.
They got the second best guy, brother.
Yeah, they got all these guys. And guess what? In 2 years' time, they're winning a grand final. In 1999, they're winning a comp. So they hit the ground running. They hit the ground because their culture from the get-go was unbelievably profound. It was just exactly what it was. And now they've been. Yeah, you're right. They've been the. Since the last 25 years, they have been the GOAT of rugby league.
It is crazy. And you got to tip your hat to Nico Hines, who plays a role for Bellamy, and as all players do.
Very safe.
You know, Pappenhausen, the most dynamic player through the first 5 rounds of the season. And Nico Hines has just rolled in there.
Yep.
Bellamy said, mate, you got to play fullback for us. Like, yeah, no worries. And he's just getting the job done.
I think Melbourne will be too strong.
You think off the back of this conversation?
I think so. Well, look at Harry Grant.
It's going to be a great guy.
Harry Grant's there. Bromwich is there. Walsh is there. Kafusi, Bromwich, Brandon Smith at lock, which I think that'll change. Nelson, Asafa, Solomona. I think we'll start at lock forward and try and terrorise Benji Marshall and Cody Walker on the fringes. But apart from that, I think Melbourne look very strong. And that's without Pappenhausen, as you mentioned.
That's an unfair bench. Finucane, Kamakamika, Eisenhuth, Asafa Solomona.
It's scary.
That's an unfair bench.
It's scary, isn't it, really?
The Bulldogs would give that. That'd be the starting pack.
Yeah.
Okay, you go on the Storm. That is a great game to start off round 9.
And we'll be there live.
We will be there live tomorrow night. Coverage starts with us from 6 o'clock. Panthers, Sharkies. I feel like the Panthers are at home every week at the moment. I mean, they're undefeated, top of the ladder, taking on a Sharkies outfit under Josh Hannay, who are just battling along. 1-17 for the Panthers. Why would you change anything? Going to be hard to beat again.
The lay of the round. Yeah, Penrith. What can you say?
The lay of the round. It is.
Well, they're $1.08, and they deserve to be even that or shorter against a Sharkies team who have had coaches change, they've had players change, they've had everything change, and I think Penrith will be way too strong for them. It's an easy one, this one.
Quick segue. You got to tip your cap to John Morris right now, because I haven't heard boo from him.
No.
He would have been well within his rights to come out. I know he did the interview with Danny Wilder, but he would have been well within his rights to come out and, pardon my French, been shit-canning the club for the way they treated him.
I think he believes in the process of what he's brought to this club as far as his recruitment abilities and how his pathways system works. Yeah. I don't think he wants to, you know, cruel his chances of going back there one day and working with the kids that he's grown with.
Very good point.
So, I get your point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Penrith, for mine, I don't know when they're going to lose their first game, and I don't really care. I hope it's after the grand final.
I hope it's, yeah. Right, round 9, second Friday night game. The Eels hosting the Roosters, Bankwest Stadium, match of the round for mine. You got a Roosters outfit that's banged up and yet still getting the job done, led by this 18-year-old kid, Sam Walker, that is yet to put a foot wrong. But a Parramatta outfit that just is rolling along very, very nicely.
Yeah, nicely indeed. Both them and the Rabbitohs have only lost the one game, where Penrith have lost none. So in any other year, if Penrith weren't so dominant, the story would be all about the Eels and the Rabbitohs. But I think just quietly, they're pretty glad that Penrith are going the way they are, because no one's really got their microscope on them and trying to stop them ways. Everyone's trying to stop everybody, but Penrith at the moment, everyone's trying to figure out the puzzle. And it's a pretty simple puzzle to figure out. They run at you in numbers. Mm. They tackle in numbers. And they're more enthusiastic than the other team.
Yeah,
that's how they're winning. It's pretty simple. The Eels are like that. The Eels this year have been fantastic. I love the way they've played. I like how the big boys up front just go forward. The only game they didn't do it was against the Broncos in round one.
Yep.
When they were behind at halftime. Ever since then, they've come good. I think it's on the back of their back line that's been strengthened. I keep talking about Tom Obercik, in the centres, along with Murata Nuakore. Nobody, even Parramatta fans, before a ball was kicked, would have imagined that these two were going to be our centres.
That was
this
your centre pairing, yeah.
On the back of Blake and Jennings. So, look, I think Parra being a really welcome addition to the top of the table this year. And
I'm
tipping them. I'm tipping them because I think this Roosters team, all about the spirit they've got. These injuries might just take a little bit more than 1 week to get over, especially to Brett Morris.
Yeah. I know Parramatta played Penrith earlier in the year, but now that they're rolling along nicely, this is a really big test for them.
Yeah, and this is a massive test. And then, you know what? If the Roosters happen to win this game, given what they've happened over the last week, well, I take back what I said yesterday about Parramatta being legit, because they should win this game. They should win this game. They should win it comfortably. If they're going to be legit, because Penrith would, South would, and Melbourne would. They'd beat a broken Roosters at the moment.
Credibility on the line Friday night for the Parramatta Eels. I love it. This game, Saturday afternoon, 3:00. What did you call it the other day? The Loser Leaves Town Cup.
The Loser Leaves Town.
Raiders Knights. Same record, 9th v. 11th. Both teams people had in grand final calculations beginning of the year. The Knights, the Eel, they're just proving that without Mitchell Pearce, they are listless.
Yeah, but he doesn't make all that difference. It's a lot deeper than that, as is the Canberra issue at the moment, with Canberra losing 4 in a row. I had Canberra in my grand final with the Panthers before a ball was kicked. I thought that what they did last year was something to grow upon. When you've got the best player in your competition who wins a Dalian medal, you've got Papa Lee, he was the best front rower in the world at the moment, at the time. Josh Hodgson's coming back from an injury. All the tangibles. I keep highlighting a big mission from their team. It's Sian's Nicol Klotster, who has been, I suppose, in all this drama that the Raiders are going through, a lot of people are overlooking the fact that he hasn't played since the Penrith game in round 3. So round 4. He's been a massive out.
Yeah.
He was running 200 metres a game. He was including himself. He was busy.
And clearly his directional work defensively.
Defensively. It's massive, Liam. It's massive. So, look, this game, I'm tipping the Raiders to win.
This one's in Wagga as well.
This one's in Wagga. I just think the Raiders will come out and breathe fire. If they don't, well, on Monday we'll be reading about how Ricky Stewart's time at the Raiders is over.
Yeah.
But I can promise you this. As long as the same board and the same CEO and the same footy manager and all that type of jazz are at Canberra, Ricky Stewart's job's safe.
Okay. It'll be a long road trip home to Newcastle if the Knights lose in this one from Wagga.
Well, it's about time they stood up. They stood up again in the early grounds, and we saw Clemmer and Frizzell and Saifidi and Barnett and the like, all, and Suasa Sue and Jacob Saifidi. The first few rounds, they were dynamite. Now they need them more than ever. It's time to show what they've really got.
I said Parrot Roosters was the game of the round for mine. This game is Raiders Knights is the one where
most eyes will be on it.
Yeah, the outcome for the loser, there are the biggest ramifications.
I think so. I think you're right.
You're going Raiders, though. Right.
You're going Raiders.
Saturday, 5:30. West Tigers, a smiling, happy, motivated West Tigers outfit, hosts the Gold Coast Titans, the very underwhelming Gold Coast Titans from last weekend at the ground that you think is an absolute graveyard if you're a visiting team, Campbelltown Sports Stadium.
I don't know why they don't play more games there. I don't know why they don't make it their fortress, because that and Leichhardt, I know they play a lot of games contractually at ANZ Stadium or the Sydney, Super Stadium in Sydney. They play other games at Bank West. They play games everywhere. And I suppose that's because they get money for it. And everyone needs that.
Of course.
But if they could have a decision and they pick the ground that I think meant most to them about other teams hating it, it'd be Campbelltown.
If they could find a way to, if the money wasn't a question.
Yeah.
And they played every Sunday game at Leichhardt. And every other game.
I don't know about that. Look at what the Cowboys did to them on a Sunday, Arvo.
I know, but Sunday at Leichhardt, it's a special thing. Yeah. And they played every other game at Campbelltown Stadium.
Yeah.
It'd be a great setup for the West Tigers. Look, just the one change, Tommy Talau out of the side for the West Tigers. They get
suspended,
suspended, but Moses Mbai comes into the centres for him. Zach Sini keeps his spot on the wing, the new cult figure. Corey Thompson out with that syndesmosis, high ankle injury for the Titans. They get Tino Fasua-Mala'awi back, which is just monumental because they've looked impotent in that forward pack.
Yeah, he's the alpha male of that pack. And while we want Fifita to keep providing the power that he's providing, I think for 80 minutes, Tino is the man. Now, they've missed him big time the last couple of weeks where they've scored like 28, 29 points themselves, but the opponents scored more. And that's a worrying sign for Holbrook. This is a big game to get back. This is another danger game. Yeah, this could start. You know, the Tigers win this game, then I think they've got a pretty good draw in the next month. The Tigers, so they get on a bit of a roll. Who knows? But Titans really need this. I'm going the Tigers at Campbelltown.
West Tigers. They currently sit 14th. Next week they've got the Knights, then the Warriors, then the Dragons. So you're right. This could potentially spark a run of five wins on the trot if they win all those games, because they knocked off the Dragons last weekend. But then they come up against the Panthers in round 13. But for the Titans, they sit eighth on the ladder right now. They've got the same record as it is a logjam for that eighth position. They're there on four and against only. Same record, 3-5 as the Raiders, the Seagulls, the Knights and the Cowboys. So unless they want to slip down and sort of not lose touch with that eighth position, but make it hard for themselves, they really do need to win this game.
I agree.
But you're going Tigers?
Going Tigers at home, yep.
Cowboys-Broncos, another All-Queensland matchup for the Broncos, who knocked off the Titans last weekend. All reports are that Kevy's been spraying the playing group this week, reminding them just that they are not as good as they might have thought they were, perhaps the way they're carrying on. This game is up in Townsville. Ben Hampton and Justin O'Neill both outs for the Cowboys. Broncos stay as is. They remain 1-17 from last week's win. And why wouldn't you?
Oh, of course. And I can get where Kevy's coming from. I can imagine these young kids who haven't won much of late, just over-celebrating a little bit and forgetting about the process. And that's what you've got to put two and three together to be considered a team that's going places. At the moment, they've done nothing. And I think that's all Kevy was trying to reinforce. And Cowboys, I think, will beat them. And I think the Cowboys have shown that they've got some type of structure in their game this year. They've had a couple of good wins. They're sitting, 15th or 12th?
Same record as the Titans in 8th, though, 3-5.
There you go. After losing a four games in a row for the first month, Todd Payton's job was on the line. But now I think they've got a little bit of a mojo. Scott Drinkwater at 5'8", I'm really liking. Val Holmes at fullback. I'm eager to see Matt Lodge and Payne Haas up front against Cohen Hess and Jordan McLean. That could start and finish the game right there, whoever gets the ascendancy. And I'm really looking forward to see Tyson Gamble playing again for the Broncos. Oh. He's a good kid.
He was fantastic. He is out there to make no friends.
No.
Absolutely no friends whatsoever. Scott Drinkwater, I maintain, Sydney clubs should be shopping.
Yeah,
they should be figuring out.
I think it's already been done as we're speaking right now.
To stay or to
both.
Go?
It'd be both. If Dearden and Croft...
Townsend.
If Dearden and Townsend are coming to the Cowboys, well, he should have a look elsewhere straight away.
He's shown the last couple of weeks, and he has to keep doing it. As you say, you've got to string two and three together. He's shown that he is a first-grade 5'8".
Of course he is.
And if I put myself in his shoes, the idea of being shuffled down below Tom Dearden and Chad Townsend, why would I not seek first-grade opportunities?
Yep, I agree.
Anyway. Right, Sunday, two more games to get through. Sunday, Manly taking on the Warriors. Now, Manly came back to earth somewhat last weekend in the game against Penrith, although they were, it wasn't a rollover by any means. They were staunch in defeat. And the Warriors with the win over the Cowboys. So, interesting form lines heading into this one, but yeah. Manly will be favourites at home.
I think so. Yeah, I think they'll be favourite, and rightly so, because of that guy at fullback. But this other team has another guy at fullback called Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, who is probably very close to having the impact on them winning games as much as Tommy Turbo does.
Good point.
Probably second in the league. Only to Tom Turbo is, as a bloke who has so much say in their team's fortunes, is Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. But I'm just loving what the Warriors are doing. You know, they've already won for me. Even if they didn't win this game, the way they've been playing footy, the way that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck's celebrating his last season in rugby league, he hasn't put his head down. He hasn't got in a corner and thrown his toys out with a cot, whatever I'm trying to say.
I think I smell you tipping an upset here.
I'm tipping Manly.
Ah!
I'm tipping Manly.
Need I remind you that Josh Alloway and Marty Tapau both are?
Yeah, I know, but the Turbo's there. At Lotto Land, where they're definitely a 10-point better team.
They are, yeah.
And I think that they'll be too strong. Look, at the up front, they've Olakau too has been fantastic. Paseka goes the front row with
Kepi,
who have played a lot of first grade of late. So it's more about the bench. Moses Sully comes back. You probably see Moses playing a bit of forward play, I would imagine.
Yep.
Zach Sadler, Moses Sully, and Cade Cuss. So, yeah, look, it's going to be a good game on Sunday afternoon. Hope it's the sun's shining, because Lotto Land could have a good crowd, and I'm thinking Manly could win this one.
I think you might have talked me into tipping an upset. For some reason, I'm just feeling the Warriors here. I don't know whether it was the big pump-up you gave Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
Well, yeah.
I mean, this Reece Walsh kid at 5'8".
He's special.
He's been very impressive. But
special. Rocco Berry in the centres.
Yeah. Great name. Okay, final game of the round. Dragons taking on the Bulldogs. The Dragons coming off that loss to the West Tigers last week. The Trent Barrett Cup. Dragons. I mean, no Zach Lomax, that hurts, but on paper, this should be a lock-in win for the Dragons.
Well, if they want to rescue their season and start climbing back up the ladder, yes, it definitely should be, and I think it will be. You can't lose two games at home in a row.
And you can't lose to a team with all due respect to Bulldogs. They've got a long, long road. They've got their destination is a long way off.
Yeah, of course it is.
And the Dragons, conversely,
Dragons
are still rebuilding as well, or still finding their feet under Hook, but this is a game they should win.
Couldn't have said it better. No, I agree 100% with you.
All right, recapping MG's tips for round 9. He's got the Storm to beat the Bunnies tomorrow night. The Panthers to beat the Sharks, his lock of the weekend. Eels to beat Roosters. Raiders to beat Knights. West Tigers to defeat the Titans at Campbelltown Stadium. He's got the Cowboys to beat the Bronx. Manly to defeat the Warriors at Brookvale. And the Dragons to wrap up round 9, knocking off the Bulldogs. There is your round 9 preview podcast. Get around it, share it. If you're not listening to this on the Listener app, we encourage you to do so. That's the place you'll be hearing all the special off-air stuff from us in the future. Go and share it with your friends. LISTNR. Enjoy your weekend of footy.